This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt's health ministry says that 41 people were killed when a fire broke out in a Coptic church in the heavily populated Cairo suburb of Mbaba. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
People shouted and screamed as the fire raged on the top floors of the martyr Abu Sayfain church. Witnesses say it took firefighters 3 hours to arrive at the scene. Many of the victims were children. Egyptian media, quoting eyewitnesses, reported that the fire started after a power outage at the church caused an electrical generator to turn lights and air conditioning units on, triggering a short circuit in one of them. Prime Minister Mustafa Madbouly, along with General Ahmed Rashid, the governor of the Giza province where the church is located, went to the scene of the fire. They presented the government's condolences along with pledges to help the families of the victims. Authorities have also pledged to set up technical and engineering committees to investigate the cause of the fire. Egyptian political sociologist Saeed Sadiq tells VOA that the church is located in a neighborhood full of narrow streets and alleyways.
Because they exist in overcrowded area, usually alleys, separate defense and fire brigades cannot reach it that quickly. So this is a problem.
The incident came 9 years to the day government security forces evacuated a Muslim Brotherhood sit-in camp in the north of Cairo, resulting in a large number of casualties. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Author Salman Rushdie was taken off a ventilator and able to talk Saturday, a day after he was stabbed while on stage about to give a lecture in Western New York, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The 75-year-old's agent confirms he's breathing on his own but remains in the hospital with serious injuries. On Saturday, 24-year-old Hadi Mutal was in court, pleading not guilty to attempted murder charges. The judge denying the New Jersey man, who was born in the U.S. to parents who emigrated from Lebanon, bail. Prosecutors calling the attack targeted, unprovoked, pre-planned. The DA alluding to the fatwa as a potential motive. That's the death threat and bounty on Rushdie issued by Iran's leader in 1989 over the satanic verses and its depiction of the Prophet Muhammad. I'm Julie Walker.
On the eve of the anniversary of the Taliban takeover of Kabul, Afghanistan's former president has defended what he says was a split-second decision to flee. Ashraf Ghani told CNN he left while the Taliban were at the gates of the capital because he wanted to avoid the humiliation of surrender to the insurgents. Critics say Ghani's sudden and secret departure on August 15, 2021, left the city rudderless, as U.S. and NATO forces were in the final stages of their chaotic withdrawal from the country. Ghani also denied persistent allegations that took tens of millions of dollars in cash with him as he and other officials fled. The FBI and U.S. Department of Homeland Security have warned law enforcement agencies of an increase in threats following a search of former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida home last week. Among concerns cited in a memo was, quote, a threat to a place so-called dirty bomb in front of FBI headquarters and issuing general calls for civil war and armed rebellion, CBS reported. U.S. agencies have identified, quote, multiple articulated threats and calls for the targeted killing of judicial, law enforcement, and government officials associated with the search. The warrant made public on Friday showed that Trump had 11 sets of classified documents at his home. Recapping our top story, Egypt's health ministry says that 41 people were killed when a fire broke out in a Coptic church in the heavily populated Cairo suburb of Mbaba. Witnesses say it took firefighters 3 hours to arrive at the scene. Many of the victims were children. Egyptian media, quoting eyewitnesses, reported the fire started after a power outage at the church caused an electrical generator to turn lights and air conditioning units on, triggering a short circuit. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.